All right, I'm Kathy Quinn, and I am at the start of the Gitche-Gami Express Sled Dog Race. It's the first ever race of this nature held here, and I'm at Mineral Center, Grand Portage. And there's over 20-some mushers set to take off in the race. Today the teams will mush from here at Mineral Center to Hungry Jack Lake, and they'll take off again on Monday morning from Windigo Lodge on Poplar Lake, heading to Devil's Track, and then Tuesday wrapping up here again at Mineral Center. So there's quite a good crowd here this morning. I'm just going to make the rounds and talk to anybody who will talk to me. Can you just give us your name and where you're from?
Sure. Ariane Jasmine. I'm from Quebec, but we came down from Alaska, actually. That's where I live now.
So. Okay. And why did you decide to do this race?
It's a new race. It's exciting. It looks like a great event. We wanted to participate in it, and we're on our way to the stage stop, Wyoming stage stop. So for us, it's just a logical pit stop.
You're on tour.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Well, good luck in the race. Do you have any specific goals you're trying to achieve?
Just do well. Have a happy dog team at the end of the race. You know.
What are your lead dogs' names?
This is Minot and Laramie.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Can you give us your name and where you're from?
Ryan Anderson from Ray, Minnesota.
I recognize your name from other races. What made you participate in this race?
Oh, it's fun to get back to Grand Portage. I wanted to support a new race up in this area, and I'd like to see races in northern Minnesota. So I'm here to support that.
What's your goal for this race?
I don't know. It's a new format for what style I enjoy doing. I'm hopefully a top five, but we'll see. So.
And what other races are you participating in this year?
I'm gonna go over to the UP 200 in Marquette, and then I'm gonna go out to Fort Kent, Maine, for the Can-Am Crown, and then I'm gonna go to Churchill, Manitoba, for the Hudson Bay Quest.
Wow, you're gonna be busy.
Yeah. Yep. So, and then next weekend I'm gonna go to the Voyager over in North Home, Minnesota. So.
Well, good luck to you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Safe travels. So what is your name?
I'm Jenna.
Jenna? And you're volunteering, doing what at the race?
Dog handler.
All right. Who are you handling for?
Everybody.
What do you mean by that?
We're going around just helping everybody, anyone who needs a helping hand. So.
Okay. And you're going to be out on snow machine, or what's?
Working with the snow machine to lead the dogs to the starting line.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why did you decide to volunteer for this race?
I work for the local ambulance, and we put a team together to help out.
Fantastic. Well, good luck. Stay safe.
My name is Dr. Jerry Vanek, and I'm the chief veterinarian for the first annual Gitche-Gami Express Sled Dog Race up here in Grand Portage, Minnesota.
And Jerry, how are things looking for the race? Is everybody healthy and ready to roll?
Absolutely. These are all professional dog mushers, and their dogs are all ready to go. It's the first race of the season for most of the mushers, except for our friends from Alaska who've been running a little bit. So all the dogs are ready to run. No one has any injuries or problems, of course, as the first race of the year. We're not expecting any. It's colder than we expected it to be. There's a little more snow than we were thinking there would be because it's a light snow year. So we're actually quite enthusiastic about today's events.
Is there a particular type of injury you're going to look out for in this kind of a race?
This kind of a race will be more of the dog's wrists and shoulders, just because of the lack of snow. They'll be running on a little harder ground, and so there won't be quite the shock absorption that there would be on deep snow. So the primary things that we'll be looking at will be shoulder type injuries, and mostly from running downhill.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time, Jerry. Good luck with the race.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yep. Good dogs, good dogs.
Rita Wessler from Tofty, Minnesota.
All right, Rita, you're bib number 6 going out early. How do you feel about being in the beginning of the race, some of the first mushers to go out?
You know, it's just another race. When you've raced, you know, as often as most of the people here, it's just another bib number.
Do you have any specific goals for this race?
Yeah, do no harm.
Yeah.
The trail is rough, we've been told, and, you know, I got a pretty nice speed team. We've actually I've actually got Bill's mid-distance team, but we're just going to go slow. There's no reason to hurt dogs this early in the season.
There you go, because you have other races in store?
Yeah, we do. Right now I'm signed up for the Bear Grease. We're debating. We might not. We might go over to the Apostle Islands, which I actually won last year, and just go and have a good time. And then our main goal is Fort Kent, Maine, the 250, and Bill's running the 60.
Cool. What are your lead dogs' names?
Today I'm going out with Icor and Sierra, but it's kind of ironic. I've only got two dogs on my team that don't lead.
Well, that's a good problem, right?
That's the best problem in the world to have.
Who to choose? Well, good luck, Rita, and safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, that was Rita Wessler of Tofte, Minnesota. She's about to take off on the first ever Gitche Gamie Express Sled Dog Race for WTIP at Mineral Center. I'm Kathy Quinn.